People traveling.
Hi everyone, it's Rose.
And it's Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic. Today we're talking about Disney.
Yes, we are. And we're talking about overrated rides. But before we get to that, we have exciting news. I am here in Florida with Rose. What's the matter? Did I shout too loud?
Yes.
Sorry. I am here in Florida with Rose.
We are right next to each other for the second episode in a row.
Yeah. And we are on our way to Disney tomorrow. We took advantage of the Disney Plus advantage where it was get a hotel room, I think, for like over half off. So for the next 4 days, we will be in Magic and Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Disney Springs, and maybe Animal Kingdom. And we will be doing live podcasts for Instagram. And our account is
Enchanting Magic Pod. Though this episode comes out after all of that is done.
So you'll get to watch us live after this episode.
No, you're good. This episode comes out after we already have done our Disney time.
Okay, well, if you haven't caught it, then you can go back and look at it.
And I did not say that we're going to do live, but we will be doing a ton of pictures, hopefully.
We will. I'm going to try doing live because I think it's exciting. So Rose, do you have any news for us?
I have a ton of news, actually.
Okay, let's hear it.
The first thing first is Tom Sawyer's Island has officially closed. My mom is the most upset about that. I thought it was a great place for your kids to run around.
Oh, I think it was too when you were little, but I think it needed some updates. Yeah. But when I think about what's going there, I think that's what I'm excited about, to see Disney is moving on and taking advantage of more modern themes. And I think it'll be great.
Yeah. It is sad though that it is cutting out one of the playgrounds for the kids. So another thing that is going to be gone by the time this episode drops is the Riverboat of America.
That's sad. A lot of people like that.
They gave out wristbands today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, little yellow wristbands if you went on today.
Oh, nice. The good memorabilia.
So everyone who went today for the last sailings, enjoy your wristband.
Technically, it wasn't today because we're dropping this when, Rose?
Long after.
True. Okay.
Other real cool things is there's going to be a new pin, including a new Soaring Around the World pin at Disney World.
And talking about pins, one of the things I love to do, and both my girls like this too, is collecting pins. We used to put them on lanyards. Now I just keep them in a baggie. And I probably have 30 pins to trade because, you know, each time I go, I find something new I like. There's new pins. And one thing that I never guess is that Disney people, the cast members that have it backwards and they give you three clues about it to get the mystery pin. I never get it right. Rose gets it right.
Sometimes it's a trivia question.
Right. But it's fun. So I have a lot of pins to trade. Looking forward to exchanging them and getting new ones. Mm-hmm. And I always wear them also in class. My kids love them.
There's also a new Boba Fett design.
No way.
It's Boba.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Okay. As well as another R2-D2, I think it was. A DJR3X BB-8 pins.
Okay. Sounds good. So, maybe we'll get a picture of them on Instagram.
Maybe. So they have released the 2025 Halloween Merchandise Guide, a full of ghoulish delights.
Most of them are based on the Haunted Mansion. It is very cool.
By the way, that title is straight from Disney Parks blog, so thank you. But it is a lot of Haunted Mansion inspired. There's new spirit jerseys. Always a good. I just wish they were short sleeves sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
New backpacks, which are really cute.
Yeah, they're okay. They've got the green and black striped design on it.
And has a little like headpiece.
That's cool.
There's a new purple Haunted Mansion hoodie.
I like that.
As well as a sports jersey.
Which is always good to have.
A dress.
Which is the purple wallpaper dress, and it's actually really cool. It's purple and black, and it's amazing.
And it comes with matching ears.
Very nice.
As well as a new plushie of Constantine, the bride who hacks off the heads.
Yeah.
Bookends, new lights, mm-hmm. mugs.
Some really nice merchandise, so you should definitely check it out.
Ooh, the ornaments are kind of cool.
They are. They're like the Beauty and the Beast chandeliers, like the glass jar that the rose is in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bags.
Yeah, bags are good too.
As well as new headbands.
Very cool.
You can have the three hitchhiking ghosts follow you home on your head.
What fun.
You're going to be. So as of July 7th, they will be on the Disney Store.
Oh, that's great. You don't have to go to the park to get them.
No, you do not need to go to the park.
Nice.
So some of them probably will be available in the park, though. So that's always fun and good for us.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yes. So we have a festival coming up.
We do.
In a month.
What? Oh, the Halloween festival.
Nope.
What?
Food and Wine.
Yes.
They have dropped the concert schedule for the Food and Wine Festival.
Wow.
Which some of them I know. Some of them I do not know. I do enjoy the fact that there is Smash Mouth.
Wow. Sheila E. She's from like my time. Tiffany.
Bowling for Soup and the Beach Boys.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
They had the Beach Boys in November.
Boys to Men?
Yep.
So where'd you find this? On the Disney Park blog. So
yep.
Go on there and look for the Epcot Eat to the Beat concert schedule.
Yeah, I don't get my things directly from Disney, so I have to get them secondhand.
That's okay.
As well as teasers for the Food and Wine Festival itself in the marketplace. This is going to be half of our episode because I'm excited.
Not our episode today. The next episode we do.
No, today.
No, we're not doing the Food and Wine. We're not ready for that yet. I haven't had a chance to look.
This is just a preview.
Oh, okay.
It looks like Mold is coming back. Where Mold. It's the fig cheesecake. They're going to have the Nibble on Emile's Fromage Montage again, which going to have the grilled cheese.
From Greece.
And the cheese bread from Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Someone from volleyball brings that in all the time.
Yeah.
With well ratatouille.
And it's going to be ratatouille. They're going to have the Remy's Height and Squeak again.
Oh, that'll be fun. I like that.
This is just basically teasers. It's the See the Eats to the Beats concert series, which we just looked at.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. There's going to be festival dining where you can choose from a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, which is always fun. With concert seating, Living with the Land is going to get their overlay.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, that's our little teaser because I'm excited and I want cheese.
And I will not be there for that, unfortunately.
I want cheese.
I know you want cheese. You're a mouse. Okay, so.
I don't know if you could hear that, guys. I made mouse sounds at my mother.
And her mother ignored them. So are we ready for our overrated rides?
Yes. Okay. We've talked a lot about rides that we think are amazing, especially on our Disney kind of basics.
Yes.
For the parks. We talked about the things that we think you can't miss, even if. They're not always our favorite rides. They're still good, and they're still something you should see. However, we firmly believe that there are some rides at Disney that have a little too much hype behind them for what they are.
True. Now, again, this is not everyone. Like, Rose and I don't always agree. And if you don't agree with us, that's fine, too. Send us an email at
enchantingmagicpod@gmail.com.
Tell us what you think, because we'd love to add you to it. And thank you for all the listeners that have already emailed us. We appreciate it, and we will get back to you.
Thank you, Magic Munchkin.
Okay.
Also, here's a preference. These are our own opinions.
Right.
They may contradict, and some of them are going to be very controversial.
Which we will not get into because we don't talk politics.
I'm not what I meant, but okay.
Okay.
All right. So, should I go first?
You go first.
My first overrated ride is Peter Pan.
There's always the longest line for that, too.
I don't understand it.
I just think it's... If I ask my kindergartners, do they know who Peter Pan is? And they're like, no. And yet, that's always the ride that has one of the longest kid wait times. So...
I asked my preschoolers when I was teaching preschool. They had no idea who it was either.
They don't know who Tinkerbell is. They don't know Captain Hook. They don't know any of them.
Yeah. They don't know the crocodile.
We do. Mine is the Carousel of Progress.
Oh,
it's a great... I know, Rose is grabbing her heart here. It's great when it's raining because you get comfortable seats and they redid the seats. But it stops, what, in the 1980s?
Yeah, it has a gigantic... gap.
Yeah, it'd be great to just put another window in there. I mean, everything is beautiful, it's well done, but yeah, no.
Okay, I will agree that it has a too big of a gap these days.
Yeah.
But it's also good when it's hot.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. Overrated rides. Okay. Next, number two, Rose.
Okay, so I have talked about this so many times.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite ride, period.
Okay.
It is Naha River Journey.
Why do you not like it?
I don't think that it is anything exciting at all.
Okay.
You're in a boat looking at plastic plants.
Oh.
And then you see at the very end someone chant a blue figure chanting and waving their arms, and that's it.
Oh, that's sad. Maybe they'll think we're redoing it.
There's a little bit of sound going on, but it's not like you're them talking to you. You're not seeing really or hearing anything much.
Okay.
It's, I don't think it's a good ride.
Got it. Okay, again, these are our opinions. My next one is Aladdin Magic Carpets. Again, it's they're fun. They're great for kids, but it's a little overrated too.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom's not going to like this next one. A lot of people aren't.
Uh-oh.
Rock and Roller Roller Coaster.
Well, now that it's turning into the Muppets, yeah, I agree with you. I thought it was great the way you had it.
Okay, so I'm going to say that it will become even more overrated once it becomes the Muppets, because there were so many amazing bands inside of the Disney bubble that you could have picked.
Yeah. I mean, losing Aerosmith was the one that was there, right?
Yeah.
They are a phenomenal band. Imagine if you put, like, Jake Isles Band or, you know, YouTube, you know, even Bruce Springsteen, you know.
Or if you wanted to keep it Disney themed instead, as they're doing it with the Muppets now, there's Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
And is it Boys to Men? I don't know.
Yes, because they're part of the concert series.
I actually meant the group from Finding Red. I thought they were Boys to Something Men.
Oh, I don't know.
Four Boys? Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, they were. I think that was
them. I don't remember their name.
Okay, that's okay.
Anyways, sorry. The band from Turning Red, or considering how big of a Goofy movie push there was last year, why don't you just put that one in?
Oh, sure.
Power Lines. That would have been amazing. And it would fit because there's Mickey and Minnie's Railway not too far away.
That would be great. Why don't they contact you for all this information?
Because I'm a very small-time podcaster.
That's true. Okay. My third one on the list, Rose already talked about, Peter Pan. It's, we've said it. Okay, next.
Okay, Tiara for controversial pick number two.
Okay.
My mom is definitely not going to like this one.
You better not say Winnie the Pooh.
No, Frozen.
How dare her.
So, I will admit, I have been on it twice, and I was not a huge fan either time. The first time I went on it by myself, it was probably a little better than the time I went with my mother.
Because the animation wasn't working.
Yeah, they're creepy.
Well, we'll go on it again and we'll get a third time's the charm.
It's also not that exciting.
I find it totally exciting. I love it. I love Olaf and Anna and the theme, and you're immersed in it. Yes.
I will admit it is very immersive.
Yes.
I kind of liked when it was Maelstrom's. I know it's a little bit of a history buff in me. I like the history of the different countries. I like learning about them.
I don't even remember that.
It was Trolls. It was about trolls.
Oh, okay.
Which I found cool and fascinating. Just like I find anything cool and fascinating about history for the most part.
Except Frozen, obviously.
Frozen's not, it's not history.
There is history in Frozen.
No, there's not.
I'll prove that to you later. Okay, my next one is Dumbo. Dumbo is a ride that you will see in every single amusement park around the world. It's not special anymore. In fact, talking to my years of teaching, kids are afraid of the movie Dumbo because it's a very frightening movie. And so to have a ride Dumbo, I don't know. I don't know, Disney. If you would ask us, we might be able to help you think of something else.
As long as they keep the play place inside of it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But there's so many other themed rides you could do. Like, even like, anyway, that's for another day.
But there's no other playground that's undercover in Magic Kingdom.
You're right. You're absolutely. Why not change it into, like, remember Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that whole little play area. Turn it into a play area for kids.
Yeah, actually, that might be a good idea.
Winnie the Pooh has a good play area, too.
Would probably still have to be circus themed considering the rest of the area.
Well, you can do circus themes. There's fine circus theme, but...
As long as you don't do clowns, I feel like that would be too creepy for kids.
And adults.
More kids.
Okay. What's your next one, Rose?
My next one is Tron.
Whoa.
Told you, I'm going to go for the controversial. I'm going to have so many controversial ones today.
She loves that ride.
Oh, I do love it. However, it is way too short.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's actually most people's biggest complaint about it. It is too short.
Have I gone on Tron with you?
No.
Okay, can I do it this time?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll see. Okay.
Also with Tron, the way that they have this e-strap in is not comfortable. Oh, at all.
Yeah, no, thank you.
They do have one adaptable seat in the back. It's a different type of experience, but they have a bar that goes across your calf.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was uncomfortable. Your knees are pushed up against something.
Yeah.
It's very tight.
Yeah, it's extremely tight. Even if you are not on the heavier side, you may have larger calves and be unable to fit.
How about long legs?
Or long legs.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just not comfortable.
Okay. My next one is the River Journey along with Rose. I felt the same way. You see artificial, artificial, artificial. So I think some native plants and stuff would be really nice.
It's kind of hard to be native to an alien planet.
Anyway, next.
My next one is the Tiki Room.
Oh my gosh, mine is too.
So I put the Tiki Room on because, well, I do think it's an amazing place to sit and rest.
Mm.
Because sometimes you just need to sit at Disney.
Uh-huh.
It's very overstimulating.
It is. It is. It was very cold in there, too, which was nice.
Oh, so nice. The air conditioning is so on point.
Yeah. The other thing is I remember about it is they shine the tiki birds that are singing, and it's hard to see because there's lights. It doesn't, like, put a spotlight on them, or it's not bright enough, and then you've got to turn and look at another one, and then your head is spinning another way. It is overstimulating, definitely.
Yeah, and I don't always do well with things that overstimulate me.
But you are going to go out singing, in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 tiki. It's not going to leave you.
No, it is like Small World. It will worm its way into your brain and not let you go.
True. Okay. What's your next one?
You have it in my head now.
I'm sorry, Rose. Don't worry. We'll get something else in your head tomorrow when we go to Disney.
Yeah, it's a small world after all.
Okay,
it's...
Rose.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Oh, I've never been on that.
I have been on it a few times.
Okay.
My biggest complaint also is similar to Tron. The way that you are squeeze in with other people, the bars that are supposed to go on either side of your knee are very tight.
Okay.
So it's going to be a tight ride. And I like the hills, but I'm not a fan of like when it slows down and you get to see the scenes from the movie being acted out by puppets.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Animatronics.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm not a big fan of it.
No, well, you didn't like Frozen either.
Well, I think that it would have been better, considering it's a mine train, to have more scenes from when they were in the mines than Snow White and the dancing around in the cottage.
Oh, okay.
I know I'm going to be on the minority for that, considering it is Snow White.
Well, it's not.
Compared to the dwarves.
But it's also, you're giving an opinion about something about the ride, like an animatronic, a part of it. The ride is great. Just it's a certain part that you didn't like.
Yeah, I think it's overrated for the amount of, also the amount of time you spend in line.
Sure. Okay.
At least the queue's interactive.
Very good.
Don't drink the water.
Why don't you drink what?
Oh, someone decided, there's TikToks of people filling up their water bottles with the water that runs in the queue.
Ew, why would you do that?
I don't know, it's gross.
No, you don't do that, you go to the refreshment stands or one of the, even the, I don't do the water fountains either. I go to the freshman stance.
I'll do the water bottle refillable ones.
Yes.
Those are good.
My next one is the Hall of Presidents. I'm sorry. It's outdated. It's beautiful when you walk in. I think they're trying to emulate one of the rooms in the White House. But it needs to be updated. And when you see the presidents speaking, they need to be a little bit more lifelike and clean.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
I don't blame you on that. We're going to stay away from the more controversial stuff in this, but it is still a good place when you need to shelter from rain.
Oh yeah, when you also the air conditioning, we walked in there, it was blasted like 60 degrees. You see why the people that are dressed, their costumes are long sleeves, woolen, it's cold in there.
I will admit that it is not something that I regularly go to. It is a once in a blue moon. You've seen it once, you've seen it a million times.
Okay.
It's not that interesting of a speech.
Got it. Okay, what's your next one?
Oh, my next one was Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh, really?
And that is solely because of the queue.
Wow, I haven't been in that in
Also,
years.
when you get stuck behind a little kid going so slow,
Oh, that's true.
but you will get sunburnt on this ride
Oh, awesome. It's Florida.
because there is almost no shade in the queue, and it is a fully outside in the sun queue.
That's the race car one? Okay, down. Okay, I don't think we've been in that in a long time.
I went in and last time you and Munchkin were down.
Okay. My next one was the American Adventure. Rose is going to talk about this.
So the American Adventure is in the American Pavilion inside of Epcot.
Right.
You're going to go in. It is air conditioning. If you're lucky, you're going to see the Voices of Liberty before you go in, and always good for that part.
That is great. I agree with that. But again, it's overrated.
And then you're going to go upstairs and into this theater.
Right.
And
Where you see the.
it is animatronics that rise up and get illuminated and then go back down.
Yep.
And is going to tell you the story of how America was made.
Okay. Overrated.
She also doesn't like history, so that would tell.
I like history. I just don't remember history.
Really,
Okay.
what part of history do you like?
I like the 1800s. I like the early 1900s.
You mean the majority of when America was
Yeah.
America?
Exactly. Next.
Alrighty. It was only 30 years after America.
I am not a history person. I am an English person.
So when she says she likes history, she likes historical fiction.
Yes, I do. I love historical fiction.
Romance.
I love romance. I love contemporary. I love any of that as long as it's fiction.
All right. My next one is PhilharMagic.
No. Oh my gosh. Munchkin and I love this one. It is amazing. In fact, I think I put that on one of my favorite do not misses like 2 weeks ago. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rose. She's wrong, folks. She's
It
wrong.
gives me motion sickness. It is the only ride in Disney that gives me motion sickness.
Okay, so stay off of that if you have motion sickness. But other people like me, come on it.
I don't know what is up with the 3D effects for me. I cannot look at it without feeling so nauseous.
Okay, that's
You
fine.
can go all by yourself, but I am never setting back foot.
That's a good to know too. If you have motion sickness, not to go on it, which kind of brings me to my next one. There's actually two. There's one that's in Canada that's a Circle Vision, which I absolutely love. But China's Circle Vision, that one is another one that if you have motion sickness, because there's really not many places to sit down.
You just like the Canada one because it's Canada.
Of course. But the China Circle Vision needs to get updated. You look at the people and you're like, oh yeah, that's from a time period. So, and I know it's expensive to redo, but I'm thinking even with AI right now, that you could redo this so much quicker and more efficiently, I would think.
Also, these days they have the 3D cameras. There's one in Epcot. They could easily redo it.
Yeah. Oh, talking about that, one of the things I like to do with my kindergarten class is we have a Disney day. I'm hitting the table, sorry. And what I do is I go on the Disney live cam for that day and we stream Disney all day long. So there is a live cam. It's pretty cool. I think it is filtered. I don't think it's exactly like time to time because I've never seen anything inappropriate on it, but it's really cool. And then I also do like the parades. So it's something fun to do.
Also, hopefully, no one is being inappropriate at Disney.
That's what I mean. I think it is like a time delay because I've never had a problem and I've done it for a few years.
Yeah.
So, and that's our podcast, guys.
I had one more.
Well, I'm sorry. That's my podcast. I feel so, so hurt. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you, especially since I'm staying at your house. Sorry.
Yeah. you want a blanket tonight?
True. I'm sorry, Rose. Go on. Da-da-da-da. Storm Rose's last one. Da-da-da-da. Go for it.
All right. So my last one is, it's a tough to be a bug.
Oh, I love that.
It's going away.
It's fun. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It creeps me out.
Well, yeah, that's the whole job. That's what it's supposed to do.
I don't like it.
It's just fine.
How about the little things hit you?
Actually, it's an interactive one where you get splashed and we talk. That's on my good list, too, that you don't miss.
And you get to hear smell, disgusting smell.
Anyway, folks.
Anyways, it's also gone away. It's going to get replaced anyways, so.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Sorry, Mom.
That's okay. So I hope you liked our list of overrated rides, some of which were very controversial.
They were, and we don't agree on everything, but it's okay.
Yeah, you heard us disagree with each other.
Yeah, we agree, we disagree, we still
love each other.
We definitely do.
You're still gonna get a blanket, don't worry.
Thank you, Rose. Well, everyone have a magical week, and look forward to, if you haven't seen us already on Instagram and following us, we're going to be posting a lot when this drops. You'll already be on there.
Yep. Alrighty, so I hope everyone has
a magical week
and a magical day. Also, thank you to our one person from Alaska who decided to download an episode.
Awesome. It's nice that we're reaching that far. Thank you.
Also, a lot of people from Florida and a couple of different other places.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad.
Wow, we're like all over the United States now.
We are. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I like it.